Guten Morgen, wie geht's, Kinder?
German.
Hmm?
Russian.
Russian. Do I look Russian?
Yes.
I don't even look German.
You look Russian.
I do. Russian is you. Knit. Welcome, you guys. So good to have all of you here. Today, Jesus says, again, are we never going to hear the end of it? I am bread of life. That's what Jesus says. He says, I am the bread of life that came down from heaven. If you went to school and all of your friends were around you and you said, I am the bread of life came down from heaven, what would be?
I don't hear you.
Snicker. Delusions of grandeur.
No.
He's crazy. Yeah, that, they'd say all kinds of things, wouldn't they? Well, you know what? They said, Jesus. When Jesus said, I'm the bread of life, come down from heaven, they said, isn't that Jesus, Joseph's son, the carpenter's kid, Mary's? We remember him when he was in his diapers.
He said, I don't think they
pulled them out over a trough or something. Yeah, they had diapers, but they had to wash them. Yeah, he's too ordinary to be the bread of heaven, right? That's what they really thought. And yet, what's interesting is God seems to take ordinary things and do amazing stuff with it. So, way over there, by that really pretty silver jug, that's the bread.
I like bread.
Do you think we buy that from the special Bread of Life store?
No, we buy it from.
Do we buy it from Augsburg Fortress? Do we have the official Lutheran bread?
I think you
they
make
the
it.
Commissary.
Cause we have
from the commissary. That's where we get it.
We make it. Cause
yeah.
Make
sometimes we buy it from a store, and it's just like bread that you get from Safeway. Lately, for the last couple of years, we actually bake the bread. So it's not always quite so ordinary. But it's just, is it special bread that we only use for communion?
No.
It's just ordinary stuff, just like Jesus. So I thought, what are things that we use them in a special way get to be very, very special?
And car gas and electricity and batteries and bicycles, water.
Or we'll talk later. But I was thinking about these. What are these?
Plumeria flowers.
These are plumeria. Are they everywhere?
Yes.
No.
Yes. I haven't seen them in a while.
Well, if you walked up in the parking lot of the church from any parking lot, you saw a lot of them because they're everywhere. And right now they're blooming. And really, there's almost nothing more common around, right? But then when you take a plumeria, this plain, ordinary, boring, well, it's not really boring, but it's pretty common here in Hawaii. And you start to do with what does a lei mean? Technically, but this is a church and we're not dealing with technical stuff, except for the sound system that seldom works. No, you see, I think God takes an order. Jesus, in some ways, Jesus is just a guy. And we start to put it together and use it in a special way. And this is what these wonderful flowers become, a symbol of love. So when you go by the baptismal font, if you look in the baptismal font, you know what you're going to find there?
Water.
Yep. Guess what else?
Wine, grape juice.
No, there's no grape juice in the baptismal font. You're going to see some. Remember that as we put together these wonderful flowers into a lei, something happens. I think this is a sign of God using something ordinary to become a symbol of God's extraordinary love. And that's what the text is about. Jesus says, I came down from heaven as the bread of life so that you could know love. And so that's what we're going to do with this. So when you see a lay, I want you to think, wow, those are just plain old flowers. But when we put them all together, they become the most extraordinary symbol of love. And I think this is a good sign of God's love. So God uses ordinary things like bread and wine and water and flowers, I think, and even you to give the bread of life to the world. It has come down from heaven, but it's for you. So we could spend the next 25 minutes while I finish this, and everyone out there could get really bored. Or we could pray, and I could give this to one of you, and you could finish it, and then bring it back to me later, okay? Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you. You are the bread of life. Just ordinary stuff that makes such a difference in our life. Give us your love and remind us always, God, that you are present for us. In Jesus' name. And everybody said?
Amen.
Okay, so you two work together on this, okay?